Because they primarily live on bamboo but cannot digest cellulose very well, giant pandas need to eat up to 30 pounds of it a day to keep from starving. Hello, and welcome to Sofa Spuds History. I'm Lynette, and I talk to burbs.
And I'm Jess, and I laugh at wifey talking to burbs.
You do. I can talk to the burbs.
Wifey, the burb whisperer.
I whisper at burbs. I like talking to burbs. They have a lot to say. You know,
they do.
They see it all. They get a bird's eye view of life.
Yes, wifey.
Yes, they do.
Yes, wifey.
Somebody's getting food delivered and it's not me.
Oh,
I know. They get Jimmy John's.
Oh, man.
I know. Hey, Tater Tots.
Hey, Tater Tots.
This is a real life happening at the moment podcast.
Yes, it is.
We're on Sofa Spuds History. I am outside. Any ambient noises you hear are called nature and also Daytona. Which is like the opposite of nature.
I am also recording in a different location today. I am in my bedroom.
Ooh, that's kind of... No, it's not. We're not going to... That's not that kind of a podcast.
Not that kind of a podcast.
Wifey's in the bed. Wifey is that thing you say at the end of all fortune cookies. She's in the bedroom.
I'm in bed.
Between the sheets.
I'm not between any sheets.
That's good, because that's weird. I think it's... is it? Or am I weird? I think I'm the weird one, because sheets actually exist, so I'm sure it's like less weird to not sleep between them, but I hate sleeping underneath sheets.
I don't know. It depends on how hot it is.
It's too confining. My feet can't do the thing.
Oh, no, I don't. My feet don't ever go underneath the covers, ever.
I am on top of the whole bed with a blanket of my own, and it's just my blanket, and it doesn't belong to anybody but me, and I'm the only one who gets it. And he has his own blanket that doesn't belong to anyone but him, and he's the only one who gets that blanket. And that works just fine.
I mean, I have a similar situation.
Yeah, it works. Yeah,
it does.
I don't have to share blankets with nobody. It's wonderful. Except for cats sometimes.
My cats don't come in my bedroom. Loki is fucking weird as shit and wanders around the room yelling at like random walls.
Because he can see ghosts.
Yeah,
that's why cats do that.
I'm like, I have a lot of dead people in this house right now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are they interesting at least? Do they tell you stuff?
I haven't heard anything lately, so.
Sam Wheat!
I know.
Well, you probably haven't seen ghosts, have you?
No.
Oh, but it's Whoopi Goldberg can see ghosts.
Oh, God. That sounds terrifying.
And Patrick Swayze died, which he did in real life, but he died in the movie too. And Demi Moore just really wants to talk to him again, and Whoopi Goldberg can hear him, and so they become connected.
You know what? I think I have seen that. I think I saw it when I was little.
It's actually not that bad of a movie. I mean, I was obsessed with it for a couple of years. I got, as a matter of fact, I got that movie for free from McDonald's.
Hell yeah.
When McDonald's was giving away movies.
Fuck yeah, man. Yep. I mean.
And I think it even had a McDonald's logo on the cover.
Goodness.
Ghost, brought to you by McDonald's. And awesome, the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, my God.
So Tater Tots and Wifey.
Yes, Wifey.
Bears.
Bears?
Do you like bears?
Like the Bears, like the Chicago Bears.
The Bears. The Bears and the Bulls. No, not those Bears. Who's your favorite fictional bear? Is it like Pooh Bear or Baloo the Bear or Fozzie Bear? Is it Yogi Bear?
Everybody loves Pooh Bear.
Paddington. But I love Paddington.
I love Pooh Bear. I love Baloo. I don't remember Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear's from the Muppets. Waka waka waka. He's like a really bad stand-up comedian bear.
Meh.
He was good. He tried. He was very really, unfunny. He
I didn't got, really like the Muppets very much. Not really.
Oh no.
I know.
Muppets are great. I was saying this earlier today. I love the Muppet Show, the old Muppet Show. And of course I love Sesame Street, but I can't really listen to the voices that they're doing now because they're not, you know, pretty much everybody's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard for me to listen to like Kermit. Yeah. I mean, Frank Oz is still alive, but I'm not 100% sure he's still doing any of the voices.
Right.
He was in that movie, Knives Out. But I don't know if he's still doing the Muppets. Mm. But I mean, I try, you know, I try to listen to him. I like some of their new stuff. It's very funny, but it just sounds a little off to me because it's not the real voices.
Right.
Do you remember Little Bear? Or are you too old for that?
No, I definitely remember it because Jamie was little.
Little Bear was really sweet. I used to mm-hmm. like that. Bev watched that. And of course, you know, Smokey Bear.
Mm-hmm.
How about the terrifying Teddy Ruxpin?
I used to have one. I broke it because I was like holding its mouth shut because it scared me.
We put like, I don't know. My memory says we put a heavy metal cassette in there, but it was probably something like not heavy. It was probably like Aerosmith.
That's funny.
It was probably like not that hardcore at all. And of course we know about the Berenstain Bears.
Yes.
Which is spelled stain, and it always has been spelled stain, and I remember it being spelled stain because I'm from the alternate universe.
Yes.
That everybody else appears to be from the other alternate universe that thinks it said like S-T-E. I remember it clearly. I had a lot of Berenstain Bear books and they all said stain because I thought it was weird because most names that have that suffix usually S-T-E-I-N, like Stein.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember even as a kid looking at it and going, that's spelled weird. So that's why I remember it. Of course, we know about the Three Bears.
Yes.
And that raging bitch who came into their house like completely unprovoked.
Right.
And started using up their shit. And like, then they're like,
started eating their fucking food, dude.
Eating their food, messing up their chairs, sleeping in their beds. And they didn't eat her.
Like,
those are some tolerant bears.
They are.
You know, we need to tolerant. Like, we need to like flip the script on that and show it from the bear's perspective. They look, they were the victims of a home invasion.
Yep.
It's not right.
It isn't, Wifey.
She needs to pay for her crimes.
Let's advocate for those bears.
Not to get political or anything, but can you imagine if there was those laws that are in place now?
Right.
Back then, like she would have gotten her head blown off.
Absolutely.
Just like before she even got in the house, she'd be in the driveway. That's as political as I'm going to get.
This is not a podcast about gun violence.
This is not a podcast about gun control or gun violence or, you know, whatever the name of that law is that makes you able to shoot teenagers in your driveway.
While they're playing Pokemon Go. Anyway.
Yes. Thank you. Trying to. Anyway. Wifey, how about Corduroy? Did you ever read Corduroy? A little more obscure.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I did.
And of course,
He had the little rain hat and corduroy overalls. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Not to be confused with that purple crayon book, which I used to confuse them a lot. I used to think it was like corduroy and the purple crayon. No, that's not the same book. But for some reason, I used to think that. Maybe because I had purple corduroys. Which are punishment pants, in my opinion. They are.
Punishment pants.
Punishment pants.
Put the shit on so I can hear where you're going everywhere you go.
That's right. It's basically the equivalent of putting a bell around your child's neck.
Oh my God.
Where's Lenny? Where's Lenny? I know where she is. Did you put the corduroys on her? No. I didn't. I just put regular pants on her. Well, if you put the corduroys on her, you can hear her when she goes into the kitchen to try and steal a cookie.
Oh my God.
And we can spray her with the squirt gun. Punishment pants. Do you remember? Of course you remember. The Care Bears. The fucking Care Bears.
Yes, I remember the Care Bears. I have an original Snuggle Bear, wifey.
Do you?
I do.
I didn't have any Care Bears. I had the little, like, you know, the little plastic, little tiny plastic figurines. I think I had a couple of those, but I didn't have like a big squishy Care Bear.
I don't think I had a lot.
I remember my strawberry shortcake things because they smelled like fruit.
I know I had those. I had Polly Pockets.
Yeah, I had those.
I had a couple Cabbage Patch Kids. Not, I think probably like one or two.
I did. I had a knockoff Cabbage Patch Kid and I had a real one. And then my dad had a Cabbage Patch Kid and it was bald.
I was probably the same. Probably knockoff.
Yeah.
And then
mine was named Hetty. Hetty Elizabeth.
I used to put chalk in the Cabbage Patch Kid's butt crack like baby powder.
Like shove the chalk up their butt? That's not how baby powder works, wifey.
No, I would. You know how you get the dust like on the rail where the chalk sits?
Oh.
Like with a blackboard, like I would take the dust and like put the dust on the Cabbage Patch Kids butt like baby powder.
Oh, that's pretty innovative. I actually used real baby powder.
I could have because I had a small child living with me, but I don't know.
And I probably would have put flour. I probably would have grabbed anything in my kitchen that resembled baby powder. I'd be like, there it is.
Well, I told the story about making the macaroni and cheese with the fucking butter-flavored Crisco.
Yes.
Instead of butter. Yeah.
Yes, that must have been magnificent.
I had honestly forgotten about it. And I could not have been more than like six.
I used to eat my stepmother's baking chocolate.
I did. And I tried I tried vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I tried the cocoa powder.
Yep. And my sister snorted powdered sugar. And probably Pixie Sticks, too, because, you know, she would do anything. So tater tots. Did you remember the tater tots are here with us, wifey?
Oh, yeah, wifey.
Hi, tater tots. You're here in our living room listening to us talk about absolutely nothing doing with this episode. We're going to talk about a famous bear, a real bear. Life famous bear. Yeah, it's not like Pooh Bear. We're going to talk about a real life famous bear, a bear that obtained a really impressive rank and proved quite useful to the troops in his day. And he got to drink a lot of beer and smoke cigarettes, not picnic baskets.
Wifey.
Wifey. Today, we're going to talk about Wojtek the Bear. And he's lovely. But before we talk about Wojtek the Bear, were you going to offer me some goodies for my picnic basket?
Oh, my God. Yes, wifey. I have pierogies in my freezer.
Pierogies, because Wojtek is Polish.
Yes.
Pierogies are wonderful.
I love pierogies.
I just had some a few days ago, and they were absolutely delicious.
Like, I'm probably going to go cook them after we get done.
Make sure you cook them properly. Just boil them until they're done, and then you fry them in the pan afterwards with like butter.
Oh yeah,
so good. I had pierogies cooked that way with shredded Brussels sprouts and ale and onion bangers. And it was actually there was dried cherries in it, and it was like a lot of garlic and onion. It was delicious. It was so good.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. It was from one of my meal kits. One of the meal kits that might sponsor us one day. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be fantastic.
I would take all of the meal kits as sponsors, and then we'll just do a different one every couple of months so that I can try them all. I've already tried three. And I will endorse them happily. Like, Blue Apron can totally sponsor us because I can't really afford Blue Apron. So they can totally. I mean, it's good. I can't afford the Martha Stewart one either, but I did get that like $80 like intro credit thing that I almost used. But I was like, well, you know, after I forget to not renew it.
Yeah, I have those too. I've been getting a lot of them lately.
Well, pierogies sound fantastic.
Yes.
I love Polish food. Polish food is so good.
It is. It's all potato.
Potatoes and cabbage.
Potatoes.
And sausages.
And more potatoes.
And really good donuts, too. Have you ever tried those? I don't know what they're... I can't pronounce that word.
Yes, I have.
They're like really a donut good. That has Bavarian cream and jelly in it. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes. They're all so right. good.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that while we segue so smoothly into our story about Wojtek the Bear. Are you ready, wifey?
I'm ready, wifey.
All right, let's do it. Okay. So his name is spelled Wojtek, but it's pronounced pretty much like Wojtek. And I'm going to say Wojtek, and it might be slightly wrong because I'm not Polish and I'm an English speaker. But that's how wifey's going to say it today. So there you go. All good. Yep. Wojtek's story starts in 1942 in the Middle East, actually not in Poland. But there was a group of Polish soldiers and civilian refugees that were on their way to Tehran, which is in Iran. And they were at a railroad station in Hamadan, Iran. And the soldiers saw this little boy with a Syrian brown bear cub. Like, you know, so cute. He's on a little chain, probably. Aww. It's just this little boy walking around with a baby bear. And it was like, Mowgli? No, I'm just kidding. That was India, not Iran. So the boy said that the cub's mother had been killed by hunters. So that's where he got him from. And so one of the civilian refugees convinced the group to buy the bear from the boy. And so they took him with them to a refugee camp in Tehran. Huh. And when he got there, he was taken care of by the civilians. He was given a lot of attention by everyone. Mostly he was taken care of by this one woman who was a civilian refugee. And he became really popular among the soldiers who were nearby. And so after a few months at the camp, the soldiers adopted him. And that's when they named him Wojtek, which is like a shortened name. It's like a nickname of a longer Polish name that I will not even try to pronounce because, again, I'm an English speaker. I don't want to like butcher the language.
Sure.
But basically his name means, are you ready for this?
Aww.
Happy little warrior.
Aww.
I know. It's so
cute.
It's so cute. And guess what, wifey? There are a lot of pictures of Wojtek online, so you can go look at him. He's so cute. He's a cute little bear. Actually, he's a cute big bear. He got very big. So Wojtek became kind of a mascot for all the soldiers stationed there. When he was little, he had a hard time eating because, you know, he was a bear cub and his mommy was gone. So they fed him at first. They fed him condensed milk from an old vodka bottle, which is pretty badass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Later on, they gave him fruit and honey and marmalade when he got stronger. So like Pooh Bear and Paddington and Baloo.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he had a proper diet just like that. I'm not sure about the picnic baskets, though. I don't think he got any picnic baskets. He would soon start hanging out with all the soldiers and bonding with them. And they gave him beer and cigarettes.
Aw.
Which he loved. And I guess, like, he mostly ate the cigarettes.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess later they taught him how to smoke.
Oh, wow.
I mean, these are like soldiers. These are basically probably 20-year-old guys.
Probably, yeah.
Hanging out with a bear. If you're a 20-year-old dude and you have a pet bear, what are you going to do? You're going to, like, give him beer and cigarettes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, nowadays, I guess Twinkies. I don't know. But... he wrestled with them and they taught him how to salute because he would stand on his hind legs a lot.
Aww.
Yep. And also, wifey, he kept the soldiers warm at night with cuddles.
Oh, so cute.
Really? So,
oh my God.
They loved him. He was super admired. He walked, like I said before, he walked on his hind legs most of the time, and he started imitating the soldiers when they were marching. So he would do this little like march whenever they do their marching.
Oh, that is adorable.
He really does sound precious, doesn't he?
Yes.
So by 2 years later, by 1944, he weighed over 200 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
He's a big boy. So eventually the soldiers were reassigned to Italy and they wanted to take Wojtek with them. But the ship that transported them had a strict policy against animals, like kind of like our boy Byron not being able to have a dog in our teaser fact from last whenever I did that last episode that we did. So a bit like Byron, they decided to be creative about skirting the rule. They really wanted their buddy with them, so they did the natural thing. They drafted Wojtek into the Polish army as a private.
Oh, wow.
And they listed him on the roster.
Wow. Very nice.
Right? He had a rank and serial number, and he had a pay book, which means he got paid.
Oh.
I know. And I presume rations. So, like, maybe more beer, maybe some chocolate. Spam. Wifey, we need to do an episode about spam.
Oh, why? Yes,
spam is majestic.
Why?
Make you eat some spam.
No. None of that.
You're going to do it.
Nope.
Do it for the podcast. Got to do it for the pod.
Sorry, Tater Tots. This is not a Rhett and Link podcast.
That would be cruel.
Wifey
eat this fish head or jelly beans. Whichever one you pick on the spinning wheel. Oh, and you're also blindfolded and you have to eat blood. Like, what are you doing, Rhett Link?
Oh my gosh.
Actually, also, can I just ask a question? What is happening with Rhett's hair?
I don't know.
I mean, I like it, but it's really, really getting there.
Yeah, it really is.
And Link's hair is getting higher and higher. They've switched. They'll have to redo their song.
Yeah,
he'll have to sing "My Hair Goes Up," and you know, Rhett will be like, "My hair goes everywhere,
God,
every freaking where." They've been doing some good, funny videos. They like,
I guess been watching them randomly.
Did you watch the one where Rhett's wife like really likes, you know, what's his name there? That hot guy from Game of Thrones and also Aquaman?
No. Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Yeah. So they made Rhett look just like Jason Momoa for like a photo shoot.
Oh, wow.
And gave it to his wife for like her birthday.
Oh, my God.
And she was happy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Shout out to Rhett and Link.
Shout out to Rhett and Link. We like them.
We like Rhett and Link. They're awesome. I've been watching them since my daughter made me a long time ago. Yeah. So, okay. So back to Wojtek, I suppose. So his rank was no empty symbol, wifey.
Oh.
Wojtek actually earned his keep.
Aww.
He helped by carrying 100-pound artillery shells and crates of ammo. Oh. I know. Aww. Right? He was really helpful. And of course, became famous for this. He was then promoted to corporal for his contributions.
Aww.
And yeah, his division's emblem was eventually fashioned into a picture of a bear carrying a shell, but like more so he was promoted to corporal.
Yeah, that is awesome.
He's a bear.
He is a bear.
Can you imagine having to salute a superior bear, and he's a bear?
That would be awesome, dude. Oh my God.
I mean, that would be great.
Hang on. I would love it.
Hang on 1 second. That's good. Sorry. We can go back in a second. He was listening to Bill Burr and I could totally hear it.
I'm fine.
Mm. He turned it down a little. It's fine now. All right. We'll go on. Where was I? Oh yeah. So the war ended. And Wojtek's company were stationed in Scotland after the war. Aww. And of course, he was popular there, too. Showing off his tricks, smoking cigarettes, drinking beer, saluting, marching, the whole nine. And the local Polish-Scottish Association made him an honorary member.
Aww.
I know.
All of this because kind of somebody said, can we keep him?
Right. Can you imagine how hard it would be for me to like become a corporal and like, and then like, you know, carry, no matter how many artillery shells I carried, I wouldn't be promoted to corporal.
No,
I wouldn't be getting free beer and cigarettes.
No.
And they wouldn't make me an honorary Polish member.
Probably not. You're not a bear, wifey.
I'm just not a bear. I just can never be a bear.
Yep.
Oh, to be a bear.
Oh, they're so cute.
I mean, bears are cool. I do like bears.
Bears are adorable.
Yeah, he's a good boy. So in 1947, Wojtek was brought to the Edinburgh Zoo, where he lived the rest of his life. And of course, he was loved and visited there. And he even appeared on the TV show Blue Peter, which I don't know if you've heard of, wifey.
No.
It's a British TV show. It's actually the longest running children's program. Like, at least in the UK, but it might be like in the world. And it's still on.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's very much part of the culture over there. Like you can't watch two panel shows in a row without hearing a reference to Blue Peter, which in my book is pretty high on the cultural reference scale.
Yeah.
Because British panel shows are like pretty ubiquitous over there. Like panel shows and detective shows.
Yes.
Murder mysteries in very small villages that are quaint looking, very nice to live in. But for some reason, everybody gets murdered every week. Like here, move to this beautiful, picturesque village. It's wonderful. You might get murdered.
Yep.
But this nice little old lady who lives two doors down is going to solve your murder, and it's going to be very entertaining. So there's that.
Yes.
You know.
Also, her hair never moves.
No.
Ever.
No. Are you talking about Angela Lansbury?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I mean, that was an American show, but yeah. Oh. She is British, or she's one of those actors who was either born here and lived most of her life over there or the other way around.
Yeah.
But she's kind of British and she's kind of American. like Gillian Anderson, who is now British.
Yes.
She's very British now. And yep. Blonde, which is kind of unnerving to me.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to Gillian Anderson, because I really do love her. And I just think she's very funny and very attractive. But I kind of miss the red hair. Like, she can totally keep it. I mean, Catherine Tate is gorgeous with her red hair. And you watch me like look up Catherine Tate, and she's blonde now too. Why do all the redheads go blonde? I don't like it.
I don't even know.
Catherine Tate is wonderful. Shout out to Catherine Tate and Gillian Anderson. So, so Wojtek died at the age of 21 in 1963. Aww. Yeah. By the time he died, he was a big chunky boy. He weighed almost 500 pounds. He was about 6 feet tall. He's a big boy.
Yes, very big.
Very big boy. He has a lot of memorials and statues dedicated to him. Tater Tots, if you've ever been to one, please shoot us an email. We'd love to see it. I know there's a lot in the British Isles. We might have to take a trip to see one of them, wifey.
Yes, wifey, let's go.
Yep, there's a plaque in London and a sculpture. He's got a statue in Krakow, Poland. He's got one in Edinburgh and in Duns, Scotland. And I've seen pictures of all of them. They're very sweet. Like, usually he's like standing up holding a big artillery shell or a big box. There's one where he's on a leash and he doesn't look as cute because he's like going rawr, but like, he's still very sweet. So that's Wojtek, wifey. Do you love him?
I do. He's so cute.
Isn't he, though?
Yep.
I went down quite a rabbit hole looking at all like the art about him.
Yeah.
And looking at all the sculptures. And I looked at the badge that they had for his troop. It was very cute. And he's just such a sweet little dude. And I mean, you know, it's probably questionable, like, having a bear as a pet, because you're not supposed to have bears as pets.
Yeah.
And it's probably questionable, like, training a bear to do things for you.
Right. Like,
you know, circuses and things do, and that's not nice anymore. Right. It really wasn't ever nice, but we thought it was nice for a while. But it seems like Wojtek was pretty well treated. Besides, you know, giving him a alcohol addiction and, like, you know, a nicotine addiction.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they didn't know any better. They thought cigarettes were good for you back then, so.
Yep, they sure did.
And especially in Britain, like, you know, beer was health food, so. Mm. I don't think he was treated badly. And I do think it's really sweet that they like made him a soldier so that they could just take him with them, which is like really cool.
It is pretty awesome.
It is. We love him. I have heartwarming stories about wild animals whose mothers were killed. They were bought by little boys in train stations. At least they didn't make them ride a bicycle.
True. True enough. All right, wifey.
So, wifey.
Yeah.
Tell me about, because my mouth is watering.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about pierogies. I need them. I want them. I love them.
Pierogies are delicious. I have the ones with the white cheddar mashed potatoes in the, yeah, they're so freaking good. So the exact origin of the dish is unknown and unverifiable. Mm-hmm. It likely originated somewhere in Central Europe or Eastern Europe and has been consumed long before the present political nations exist.
Okay.
So, like, sense. Yeah, like, nobody knows where these came from.
Not kind of really, like baklava. Anyway. It was like questionable, yeah, where baklava came from, too.
Yeah. But it's basically just a dough with super easy dough, egg, water, flour, you roll it out, cut it into a square, and stuff it with whatever you want, but usually potatoes.
Yeah, you could put like onions in there with onions, the potatoes.
Ground meat. And I love doing the thing that you said, that boiling them and then sauteing them until they're a little crispy.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Basically like pot stickers.
I'm probably going to, like, I'm not even kidding, I have some in my freezer right now. I'm probably going to make them when we're done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super excited about them. Like, I'm craving the crap out of them right now.
That sounds so good.
It does sound really good. I kind of want to, I don't know. I wonder how it would be with like jam and cream cheese or something.
So a lot of times they're eaten with sour cream.
Right.
The savory. So, yeah. Like when I had them, I had sour cream on them.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be good. So yeah, I mean, they're really good. I mean, I love them with sausages. That's like my preferred way of eating them. Sausages and some sort of cabbage or Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
They and like are- if you like mustard, some of the mustard gets on it from the sausages, and then that's like all good.
I don't do all that. I can eat them by themselves. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Steak sauce will work too.
Mm-hmm.
If you like steak sauce. Shout out to my neighbors.
It's all good.
Speaking of shout outs, I'm very excited, wifey.
Yeah.
Because right now we're going to take a tiny little break. And do you know why we're going to take a tiny little break?
Why are we taking a tiny little break, wifey?
We are going to take a promo break, wifey.
Promo break.
Promo break. Our first official friend of the show is a great podcast called For the Love of History.
Oh, they are awesome.
Yes. The host is fantastic. Her stories are so compelling. And she really is just great to listen to. She sounds so friendly. I want to be her friend. We are friends because we're friends of the podcast. So give us just a moment, Tater Tots, and open your ears. Give it a listen. And after you're done listening, go over and give her some love and subscribe to her and like download her shit. And she's really good and we love her. And well, here it is.
I'm TK, your guide to the past as we uncover the people, events, and little-known facts hidden in the shadows of your old history textbooks. From Empress baddies to activist profiles, turkey gods and the history of the toothbrush, tattoos, Pompeii peepees, and everything in between, you can find it all here. There's no telling how far we'll dig or how many historical facts we'll re-examine. No event is too small and no topic is too big, because this is For the Love of History.
So that's our show, wifey. We did it.
We did it.
We did a show. We did another show after, what has it been, 6 months? Sorry, Tater Tots.
Yeah, sorry, Tater Tots.
It's been a couple weeks. Listen, we have full-time jobs.
We do.
We were going to do the every week thing on time, and we try, but now it's a little bit, it takes a minute sometimes.
Yeah. Sorry, Tater Tots.
Sorry, Tater Tots. We'll get there. We promise. And then, you know, like what you can do, this is a little bit of advice, Tater Tots. You could just go back to the very beginning and binge all of our episodes and maybe compare how far we've grown since our mummies episode, which
I'm sure we've grown
a little bit.
Yeah, just a lot probably.
Yeah. And you can, you know, you can shoot us an email, because you're gonna shoot us an email. Somebody's gonna send us an email.
Maybe one day.
Somebody who isn't Quora Digest is gonna send us an email. SofaSpudsHistory@gmail.com. So thank you for joining me, wifey.
Oh, thank you for joining me, wifey.
Thank you, Tater Tots, for continuing to lend us your ears. We super promise not to deny passage on our ship to your lovely pet bear. We love animals.
We do. Aw.
We do. And speaking of animals, thank you to Dresden the Flamingo for our amazing music. And you're not an animal, but thank you, Wifey, for editing our podcast.
Thank you for clarifying that I'm not an animal.
Yes. No, you're not. You're a human animal.
Oh.
You're a wifey.
I am a wifey.
She's my wifey. Tater Tots, you can find us on Facebook. Sofa Spuds History. It's just, you know, it's just a little page. We give you little updates on when our episodes are coming out. We like to post history memes on there when they make us laugh. You can like the page and you can, you know, see what we're up to. You can hop onto our Twitter, at Spud Sofa, if you're feeling so inclined. You can also become our very first patron on Patreon. But yeah, First send us an email, because like we want an email. We think that you're not all bots, because I know there's like at least 3 genuine people who listen.
Yeah.
But if you want to prove to us that you're not a robot or a computer just gathering podcast data, then send us an email and say, hi, I'm not a bot. I'm a tater tot. Oh,
oh, wifey, you rhymed.
I'm not a bot. I'm a tater tot. I'm not a bot. I'm a tater, tater, tater tot. Yeah. I'll work on it. I'll work on it. We can get that. We can get that song out. That'd be a great t-shirt. I'm not a bot. I'm a tater tot.
Oh, wifey.
We need to get some merch. You know what we could do? You know what we could do? We could make some merch if we actually had some proof that we have listeners.
Yeah.
The first person to send us an email will get some sort of merch.
Yep.
And that is the wifey promise.
Wifey promise. Hell yeah.
It's going to be like one of your friends.
Probably my friend out in LA. Hey,
give me my t-shirt.
You count, but you don't know. This doesn't go for you. I know you listen. You tell me you listen every day.
Yeah, if you're friends of ours, you might have to pay for that merch.
Yeah.
But if we don't know you and you send us an email, we're going to give you a piece of merch. You're going to get it. We're going to pay extra for it because it's only one piece of merch.
Right.
We can't get a bulk discount unless we have thousands of tater tots. So the way that we can get thousands of tater tots is to tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell your family. Tell your coworkers.
Tell your wife.
Tell your wife. Tell that person who is really upset about not being able to see Pepe Le Pew in Space Jam that, number one, maybe it's not such a bad thing to not teach our children subtle dog whistle cues that sexual harassment's okay. Number two, decisions made by companies that try to help and create less negativity in the world are not the end of civilization. And number three, Space Jam, you're really going to die on that hill? Space Jam. Really? Just Space Jam. Shout out to TK of For the Love of History. We love you. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
You're awesome. Thank you, TK. She's
such a sweetie. I want to go visit her. Can we go visit her? She lives in Japan.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to go to Japan. That's a good excuse. I have to go for business.
Yeah.
I have to go to a conference. I have to go to a meeting, a very important meeting in Japan.
Very important.
Do I get a discount for that? The airport's like, who are you? Isn't that how it works? Don't I show up and say, I am a very important business person and I require a business ticket to the Japan place? Is that how you buy a ticket at an airport? I think that's how you do it.
I don't think so, wifey.
Either that or you have to buy your tickets directly from William Shatner. That's the other way to get your tickets.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
I would prefer not to do that.
William Shatner sells airline tickets.
I would prefer not to go there.
Why not? William Shatner has a great history with airplanes. Because, you know, that Twilight Zone episode where he flipped his shit over, you know, like gremlins being on the wing. Come on.
Oh my God, wifey.
This is why it's funny that he works for a, you know, buying airline tickets company. Nobody gets that. Or maybe that's what, maybe they did it on purpose. I don't know. Probably they hired him for it because he was Captain Kirk and they're like, well, we don't have spaceships yet. So airplanes. Sort of like the way that like Leonard Nimoy did a Subaru commercial. Because we don't have spaceships yet.
Was there something else you needed to tell me?
Oh, yeah. I guess I could tell you that rabbits, not including hares, can be as tall as around 20 inches, which, when you think about it, makes Napoleon at 5'6" pretty damn tall by comparison.
I mean, well, okay.
Oh, you'll see.
All right, Wifey.
All right, tater tots.
All right, bye, tater tots.
Bye, tater tots. Get out of my podcast.
Ah, get out of here.
Get out of here. Go home.
Bye.
Bye.
Wifey.
Yes, wifey.
The bird whisperer.
This bird's telling me all about its day. Went to this house and I got some sunflower seeds. I went to this other house and they had some other kind of seeds. And then I went to this other place. There was a puddle. It was great. Splashed around in the puddle for a while. And then I ate a mosquito. You're welcome. And now I'm here on your podcast. Tweet, tweet. That's what he told me. I was translating for the burb.
Wifey.
Wifey.
The bird whisperer.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you want, that's cool. You can come next time. Go ahead. Go hang out with your friends on that wire over there. It's fine. Don't touch the bad wire. You remember what happened to Harvey?
Oh, wifey, how could you bring up Harvey?
Oh, it's too soon, he says. Oh. Mm. Oh my God. I'm sorry. You guys only live like a year. Just, you know. What was he, 8 months old? You're fine. He lived a good life. He ate a lot of mosquitoes. All right, fine, leave. I don't care. Fucking bird, so sensitive. Goddamn snowflake cardinal.
Oh my God, wifey.